US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has landed in Taiwan overnight in the first such visit from a high-ranking American official in 25 years. But before even touching down in the capital, Beijing warned of serious consequences for those who play with fire, while Chinese fighter jets buzzed the median line separating Taiwan and China. For Taiwan, the trip is a timely show of support in the face of increasing Chinese diplomatic and military pressure on the self-ruled island. But it's also revealed divisions at the top of America's government over the handling of China's most sensitive issue. The White House has been keen to stress that Speaker Pelosi has the right to go to Taiwan, but that the visit does not change US foreign policy.
The Speaker has the right to visit Taiwan, and the Speaker of the House has visited Taiwan before without incident, as have many members of Congress, including this year. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed about our One China policy. We have said, we have repeatedly said, that we oppose any unilateral changes to the status quo from either side. We have said that we do not support Taiwan independence.
White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby there. China expert Richard McGregor is a senior fellow for East Asia at the Lowy Institute and joins us this morning. Richard McGregor, welcome.
Good morning.
How do you view this trip? Is it necessary to show this support or is it provocative?
Well, I don't want to say it's provocative because that's very much adopting Beijing's language, but there's obviously a question of whether it was necessary in as much as whether it advances US policy in any fashion. And you can see that from, as you mentioned, the divisions in Washington itself. Now, the Biden administration supports Taiwan across a range of issues, but they did not support this visit because they don't think it gets them anywhere and because it comes at a particularly sensitive time in the Chinese political calendar. You know, this is the year when Xi tries to get a third term. And so in that respect, I think it helps. It could be argued that it helps Beijing up the ante. It gives them an excuse to up the ante when there's many people in Beijing who want to do precisely that.
So why is China so worried about this trip? I mean, you've just alluded to some political dimensions. Is it all just about the politics?
Well, it is about the politics. I mean, if you think about it this way, you know, internally inside China, nobody can afford to be anything but super tough on Taiwan. It's a bit of an obsession of Xi Jinping over many years as well. And in the past, China has, you know, always objected to these kinds of trips. But, you know, times have changed. Now China is much more powerful than it was. It can object in a much more concrete and bellicose fashion to these trips. It's not just posturing, as some people suggested. You know, the military balance surrounding Taiwan is overwhelmingly in China's favour, and they can illustrate that. And I think that's one reason why there's a lot of nerves in Washington, because China might be able to do all sorts of things to which the US has no response.
What sort of things?
Well, I think an extreme one I heard at a conference the other day. I'll get to that. But, you know, for starters, this is the annual season of military exercises in China. So at the moment, they've really got Taiwan surrounded in live fire exercises. They could fly their fighter jets much further across the sort of unofficial median lines than they have in the past. And to go back to the example I was going to cite, somebody said the other day they could fly fighter jets right over Taipei as a show of intimidation and force and get away with it. You know, so there's many things they can do, but I think we'll see measure China's response in an accumulation of actions over time. It won't just be one single thing in the next coming days.
For decades, the US's handling of Taiwan has really been a diplomatic dance in many ways. And before the visit, President Biden described the trip as not a good idea. What have you made of how the Biden administration has handled the trip?
Well, I think if we look at the Biden administration and Taiwan generally, you know, I think they have continued what other administrations have done and, in fact, tried to accelerate it. In other words, trying to get military support to Taiwan to help Taiwan defend itself more effectively. But then there's the debate about whether the US should commit to defending Taiwan. The US has always had this policy called strategic ambiguity, where they don't say one way or another as to whether they'll do it, just to keep China guessing. But I think the strategic ambiguity, so-called, has kind of descended into strategic confusion these days, because Mr. Biden himself on three occasions has contradicted this policy, and every time he's done that, the administration has had to row it back. So there's a lot of ferment in Washington over this. One other thing that's very much worth mentioning is that a lot of Republicans heading into 2024, they want to dump strategic ambiguity. More than that, they want to dump the one China policy. And that would really be a red rag to China. You know, we've got very many difficult years ahead on this issue.
What would happen if Washington were to dump the one China policy?
Well, I think in some you know, I don't want to be overly alarmist, but if things, you know, the status quo, so-called, now I don't want to, you know, Beijing has been moving the status quo for years. You know, the fault is not on Taiwan's side, and it's not on America's side, but American policy matters. And if there was an abrupt changing of the one China policy, which is tantamount to recognizing Taiwan as a country, then you're pretty likely, it's certain, to get some kind of military action. But there's one other thing we shouldn't forget here. We talk about the US and China. What about the Taiwanese themselves? You know, the Taiwanese overwhelmingly support the status quo. They overwhelmingly oppose any form of unification with China being governed by Beijing. They don't want the one China policy to be dumped. They want to keep things as they are. And frankly, there's a lot of people have told me is that the Taiwanese leadership is not happy entirely or unified in their support of the Pelosi visit, because they think it draws attention on the issue and ups the ante, which is not what they want.
China announced overnight its army will hold military exercises near Taiwan from Thursday until Sunday. Could this trip trigger a crisis in the Taiwan Strait?
I think it's an ongoing crisis. I don't see a flashpoint in coming days. Now, I could be wrong if there's a miscalculation of some kind, as I said earlier, I think it's an accumulation of actions over time. But I think there's little doubt that China will want to demonstrate. You know, the last so-called Taiwan crisis was in the mid-90s, when China sort of shelled the island from each ends of the island into the sea to protest against then Taiwanese actions. But China was quite impotent when the Americans sent aircraft carriers to the area to sort of warn them off. Now China is not impotent. They overwhelmingly dominate the military space around there. But I think they want to accumulate the actions to make sure people in Taiwan and the US know there's consequences for this. And it's very difficult at the moment for the US and Taiwan to respond to that in a similar fashion.
Richard McGregor, many thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
China expert Richard McGregor is a senior fellow for East Asia at the Lowy Institute.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.